This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy, and this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center on 166 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Okay. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any Echo Link stations who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds. All right, hearing none. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to join us this evening? This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take all stations from regular members and guests. Please call now.
KC2WI.
All right. Well, we recognize Pete. Do we have any other stations who would like to join us? Please call now.
WA2U. Good evening.
Okay. Net recognizes WA2U, John. All right, Pete. How was your day today, and are you staying warm?
Really get the machine dirty quick, and
Mark looked at me and said, yeah, the weather looks bad Saturday. He's got to drive up from the, north of Schenectady in that area. And so we decided that maybe it would be better not to attempt it. And looks like maybe Tuesday he can take off and I can take off, and the weather's going to be nice and cooled down. And, you know, it changes about every 4 to 8 hours when you look at the forecast. It's a little different, but it might be sunny, it might be a little snowy, but it's not going to be raining, so we may still get it in. Yesterday, boy, this thaw, you know, really, I took a lot of people by surprise, I guess. I figured I'd have a week or two or three. Based on what I remember from last year and the fact that we had so much snow. But so Sunday I went and rode up around Old Forge on their free pass weekend, Tuesday I rode up to Carthage and back. It was okay as far as temperature, but it was kind of an overcast day, and I was looking forward to getting out in the open. So I went to Barnes Corners and then over to Copenhagen and Carthage. And when you come down from Barnes Corners and then over to Copenhagen and then, you know, then head sort of north, east, plus that's field stuff. And there's some high, you know, high fields, and you can look out to the north and to the, you know, whatever direction. And but of course you couldn't see anything in the real distance because it was just that hazy overcast. And it was also one of those kind of light where it was real flat and you couldn't see the contours in the trail. But it was a nice ride anyway. And then yesterday I took on the trailer, went to West Leiden and went down to Westernville and rode around Delta Lake and then rode around the trail down into North Rome and over to Lee Center and Taberg and Camden and back up. And that was really nice. The sun was out all day, but it wasn't, you know, hot. Actually, it could have been a little warmer in the morning if the snow was so hard. And I almost all of that ride was all on trail I'd never been on before. So that was the real goal, to see some new stuff. And other than a few places where there was a total lack of signage, and I probably wasted at least an hour backtracking and trying to figure what things out, it was a really nice ride, and I'm glad I did it. So anyway, I went out a little bit today, but between 11:30 when I went out and 4 o'clock when I came back on the railroad bed here, I went out. It was great. There were a few little spots. I went back, and from Lions Falls over to Birch Crossing Road here was well, some places were excellent, but just before that, there was a long stretch of fit.
Okay, Pete, boy, yesterday was quite a day. You must have had a blast. It was a beautiful day. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And last weekend, I went snowshoeing across Hinkley Lake, and the wind was pretty brutal, but it was beautiful. We didn't go too long because I started to get freeze up, but I just love being out in the wintertime. It's a great season. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other stations that would like to join us this evening? Please call now.
KA2YXN, hi Kathy. Just in and out tonight, in the middle of a project here.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. It's good to hear you. Always good to have you join the net. So, did you have a good day today? Okay, Jack. Well, you're out. Alrighty, I'm going to pause just another second to see if we have any other stations that would like to join us. Please come now. Alrighty, next, the man at my right is WA2U.
WA2U, I will say good evening to everyone on the net, Pete, Jack, and Kathy and I, and the multitude of listeners, and Pete, it's good to have a variety of different sleds you can go out there with. We were listening to the Boonville, one of the radio stations this morning, I think it was this morning, they were giving the, or yesterday, the rundown on all the different trails, and they were mentioning somewhere around the Hinkley Reservoir, the DOT was going to be out and doing some bank trimming, which is where one of the trails are, to be aware of the drop-off, so, and to, on some of the trails to back a little bit off on the throttle. It's kind of interesting listening to all the reports, the nice service that they provide for those that are out there. I remember years ago that this kind of weather was not really popular, especially with the air-cooled sleds. I know now it's all liquid-cooled, and they're two-cycle and four-cycle, and I guess they don't worry about it, but the snow is fairly hard out here, but the temperatures are high, so rather warm, so years ago it was kind of a bad combo. But glad you got out and had some fun anyways. It's always good to have some fresh air. And let's see, what do we work on today? Ran and did a few errands today. Yesterday we did a little snowshoeing yesterday, and a lot. I came back to the house. Kathy continued on with the snowshoeing. I'll do a quick reset here. I don't know why, but I had snowshoes on, so I went and grabbed a 32-foot extension ladder and put it up on the foyer roof here and got up there and knocked off a few pounds of snow. There's still some up there. Of course, now it's cold, so boy, was it heavy. It's heavy, so, no problems here with the roof, so we have the new galvanized steel roof, and a lot of the snow is split off. Took a piece off the front out here by the front of the house. It's probably 8 or 10 foot long, and it stuck out about 3 feet, and I knocked that off. Of course, it trashed the planter that I had made. I told Kathy, well, if I take that down, it's going to nail the planter, and I wasn't about to walk underneath it either because it was fairly heavy. So, anyways, got that taken care of. And we brought in some wood, so we got a good pile of wood for another week inside the foyer, and all we got to do is put it on the cart and wheel it into next to the stove, so we're all set with that. So, tomorrow night we'll probably listen to some tunes and have some beverages and kind of an interesting time of the year. You know, you get the warm temperatures during the day, but I like it when it thaws a little bit and then freezes. That's my kind of snowshoeing weather, where you can walk anywhere. It's like blacktop out there. But we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll make a trip over to the camp or whatever. So it's all good. Lots of wood left for the winter, and we're keeping certainly keeping warm. So probably some other topics I want to mention. But anyways. Hope everyone has a great weekend. And if you're out there on the trails, as I always say, be careful of the weekend sledders. Those that don't spend a lot of time on the sled, but think they know everything about it, and they get out there and create havoc. So, what else is new? WHU, back to net. Whenever, we'll listen here for a while. 7-3, WHU.
Okay, John. Yep, that was quite the piece of ice that came off the roof there, probably weighed about 300 pounds. It was made crash heard around the world. All right, I'm going to pause again. And are there any comments, queries, or like check-ins at this point in time? Please join us.
KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. What do you have for us?
Yeah, John, you mentioned cooling. Well, it's kind of funny. It never really softened up, but down around Lee Center and that trail was kind of chewed up and it seemed a little softer. But as funny as it got, well, when I started in the 10:30 or 11 or whenever it was, on West Leiden, the trail had been grown, but you know, when it was wet, and I was riding on what I call snowstone, you know, the balls of snow that were hard, and so it wasn't as smooth as you would think, even though you looked at the trail and there was no moguls or anything, but it was real hard. I met a couple guys over in Taberg, I think around Taberg. And the one guy was having problems with his sled overheating just precisely because it was liquid cooled. It's a real common thing. I read about this and people making the comments about sleds overheating. It's 0 degrees outside, you know, or something, and their head's overheating because it was a, you know, maybe a warm day the day before, or rained or something, and then it froze and the trails are hard as a rock. And they don't get any snow thrown up on the heat exchangers. And I kind of laugh at that. People say, oh, you've got a fan cool sled, you must not be able to ride that when it's warm. I can ride that when it's 20 below. I can ride it on ice. I can ride it on the road. I can ride it when it's, I've ridden it when it's 60 degrees out. You know, that's pushing it a little. But it's funny that you hear more problems of liquid cooled sleds overheating than fan cooled sleds. KCCW.
Wow, that's interesting, Pete. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Yep. I don't know a whole lot about it, but it makes absolute sense to me. I'm sorry you had a bumpy ride on the trail there. But all right, I'm just going to do one more call-up, see if we have any other guests, members, or anyone else who'd like to join us. Yeah, John is always pointing out sleds, differences in all the sleds, and I don't really know much about. Well, for all of those who checked in and who are listening, I apologize this evening. I don't have a joke. Our printer and our computer have a falling out of some sort, and they're not talking to each other. So we have to figure that out and see how we can get them to communicate once again. So, all right, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, Jack, and John for joining us this evening. Thank you for checking in. Have a wonderful weekend, a nice evening, and be safe out there and warm. This is KC2YXN, Kathy, 73 and 88 to all. I'm clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. As always, all stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
KC2WI, no stop.
KC2WI, hello Pete. Thank you for checking in, appreciate it. Anyone else?
Good evening, Jack. N5AOW.
N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Any other stations? Correct. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 is to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zion's up.